was a big sweep out Philippole and Furs. Mm-hmm. Then they'd drop back with another big sweep, not quite so big, and sweep around and roll and run the middle out, and it's through with. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to pick with a hole.
When you say you're chopping cotton, what is
that? That's when you thin it out to mm-hmm. what you want to leave.
What would you use besides a plow to break up the ground finer?
Now they use disc. The disc is ground now up here in these hills. Mm-hmm. Over in swamp country, they flat break it with them flat bottom plows. Mm-hmm. Most of them do it in disc.
What's a flat bottom?
That's them big turn plows, about so wide. It turns the dirt over. Mm-hmm. Buries up with all your trash and stuff.
What's something that had little teeth in it?
That's a hair. Section hair, they call it. Mm-hmm. Some of them are G-wheels. It has little plows on. But the section hair is what they run over in cotton beds or over in that swamp. With a drag behind them, mm-hmm. level the top of that row off. Then you just take your planter and run it right. Let that pit in front the seed comes out of, mm-hmm. let it down till it'll cut its own rut. Them seed drops in there and that packing wheel behind it covers. Mm-hmm.
What about, do you ever hear of anything called a lizard?
Yeah, we got animal lizards, or what you call them here. Uh-huh. Same thing as a snake.
But do you ever hear something like a plow called a lizard? What kind of grass grows up in the cotton?
Well, here in this country, little evergreen. You can think of mm-hmm. crab grass, moody grass, a lot of cocoa grass, and weeds of all kinds. But over in that swamp country, crab grass, if you get it down start with, don't bother you much more.
Where does the swamp country start?
Starts over here at Bastrop, goes on over in Mississippi.
That's what it's like in the West Carroll period?
Yeah, West Carroll. It don't much of it get in West Carroll. It ain't quite that low. Mm-hmm. But the water, rainwater gets over it a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Most of it. And then over in the Mississippi Delta from but this side of the Bayou Mason, slam to the Mississippi, goes underwater. Mm. In 27, we got in a boat at Monroe and went and got one of my cousins at Raver at teaching school. Mm-hmm. We went in them stores where when that flood come up yonder, the river broke up yonder at Arkansas City. Mm. You could go in them stores at Raver, just drive on the boat on in the door. Water was about that deep, some places deeper than that.
Was the water up around here?
Mm-mm.
Over the
Washita? No, it didn't bother us. None of it bothered us, but rainwater here. Mm-hmm. Flash floods and such as that.
What would you carry water in? Something made out of wood, maybe? Did you ever see?
We used to have oak kegs we carried water to fill in. Uh-huh. But it worked. A lot of times we carried in a whiskey jug. Uh-huh. Or a stone jug, carry a couple on the drink out of it.
On the
Now they carry coolers, they call them. Uh-huh.
What did you call the thing you turn to get the water out?
Faucet.
Huh?
Faucet.
What about out in your yard, what you can turn?
That's a hydrant.
And at the kitchen sink?
That's a hydrant.
And something that you'd milk in?
Well, I milked the lard buckets most time.
Well, what's a bucket made out of?
Tin. Some of them made out of galvanized, some plastic.
Did you ever see something similar to that made out of cedar or cypress?
Oh, yeah. We used to have cedar water buckets. What uh-huh. kept on the porch. Water will stay cooler in a cedar bucket longer than it will in any other kind of material.
What would you carry food to the hog then?
5 gallon can.
What would you call that can?
Slop can. Garbage can.
And something you fry eggs in.
There's a skillet.